So I'm gonna try to talk a little louder while I'm whispering. So we're gonna get more into the story. Oh, and the reason why I'm able to tell y'all these stories about David Sims' dreams, or dream, it's a very, very, very long dream. Like, his dreams can last for months and months. And the reason why, actually, it can last for years. And the reason why his dreams can last so long is because the real David Sims is not normal. And so I'm like the duplicate David Sims. I'm like the duplicate David Sims. So that means his brain is tapped into my brain. So whatever he does or dream about, I'm able to tell you everything about David. Just like if I'm doing something or something happens to me, he knows about it. He can feel it as well because, well, we are the same person. It's just that he's the real David Sims. And, you know, you get what I'm saying? I don't gotta keep going. Now, let's get to a story. So, I remember, like, I was with Layla, and we were in the room, and, you know, Tanera was, like, asleep or whatever like that, and my other daughters was coming over in the morning, because, you know, my mixtape was coming out, I Felt Loving You, with the second part. Speech or whatever before the mixtape came out. So Layla was like, baby, I'm like, what? What's going on? She like, I'm like, I can't believe that we're like really together. She's like, oh, and my friends, they called me up and they were like, they asked me, sorry, all this stuff, this fucking mic keeps stopping on this damn podcast. So my daughter was saying, my friends was calling me from school and asked me why I wasn't in school. So I was like, well, what did you tell them? She's like, I didn't really tell them shit. I didn't say anything. Because it's like, you know, you love school. You love going to classes. And now all of a sudden you're not coming. So like, I find that like strange as shit. So what's going on? So I remember my daughter was like, I just told him like, it's just some things that, that's going on, you know, with the family, and I just can't, you know, go. And they was like, but Jessica's coming to school, your other sister's coming, why are you not going? And I was just like, okay, I mean, she can go to school, it's something going on with me, not Jessica, it's just something different, okay, you wouldn't understand. So they like, well, the only way that we wouldn't understand is if you don't tell us what the fuck is going on. I mean, like, you never miss school. Like, the fact that you, like, not going, that is pretty creepy. Like, you always come to class, you always go to school, and then you always talk about dance and stuff. And so I was like, I can't dance anymore. And he was like, why you can't dance anymore? But your parents say you can't dance. Like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong? So I was like, I'm not trying to worry you. Nothing's going on, okay? Worth worrying about. But I just can't come to school anymore. And so I was like, I just can't come to school anymore. And he was like, but why though? Why can't you come? And I was just like, look, I gotta go. I wasn't trying to sound suspicious or anything. And I'm like, so did you? She's like, I was like, do you think that she got suspicious? She's like, I don't really fucking know, baby. I don't really care. But I wasn't going to tell her about us. That wasn't going to happen. So I wasn't going to just say, oh, yeah, me and my daddy are fucking and we got married. And he put 21 babies in me and nutted in me multiple times. And to think of like, your father's fucking you. Your father's getting you pregnant. That's creepy. Like, I don't. They know that our family is not normal. I mean, they read the Bible, I'm pretty sure that they read the part that you fuck one of your daughters. So, I mean, it's not like it's that serious. You know, it's like it's not the fucking end of the world because you smashing your daughter, but whatever. So, I'm like, okay. So, what's going on with Jessica? She's like, I don't know, baby. I mean, Jessica, she didn't even come in here. I didn't even talk to her about the pregnancy, so I don't know. I haven't talk to a baby, I swear. So I'm like, okay. She's like, you might need to talk to her, see what's going on with Jessica. I don't know, but that's your daughter. Haven't you said anything to her? I mean, you can tell her about us if you want. I just was like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to freak her out more than she's already kind of freaked out about it. So I'm like, okay, I get what you're saying. She's like, yeah, so I don't want to, like, say more shit that's going to upset her. I don't think she's upset, but you get what I'm saying? I mean, it was like today. We were already, like, you know, kissing in front of her and like, holding hands and stuff. So I think she got a pretty idea that we're, like, a couple. So I don't know. I don't know, baby. You know, like, do you like giving me that ass? Like, I love giving you that ass. Do you like fucking me? I'm like, yeah. It's like, let me ask you a question. Like, when my friends was over, like, when they used to come over, you can be totally honest with me. Like, did you used to look at me? I mean, like, look at me, like, look at my body and stuff. Just be honest with me. I mean, you don't have to lie. I mean, we're already a couple. Because I used to look at you, but I never tried to, like, I mean, I had that pressure of my own father. I'm not going to lie. But I try not to have that, you know. I'm like, I get what you're saying. She's like, but I can't help how I felt. I just want to know if you felt the same way. I'm like, well, yeah, I looked at your ass before. She's like, so you looked at me? I'm like, yeah. She's like, did you ever want to, like, bend me over and fuck me while everybody was asleep? I'm like, yeah, a couple of times. Like, so why didn't you just do it? I guess because I said something first. I'm like, yeah, that's probably what it is. But, you know, your other sisters is coming over, so what do you say about that? She's like, daddy, I'm gonna have to tell him. I'm like, you are? She's like, baby, I am not gonna hide in this damn room. They just gonna have to know the damn truth. I'm not gonna sit there and hide from them. This is my damn house. Like, I live here. I mean, this is your house. This is your mommy house, but I'm not gonna hide from my damn sisters. I'm just telling the truth. I don't care how they take the shit. I mean, obviously they're not gonna take it too damn bad because they know the truth. So it's like they know about the Bible. They know what it says in it. So they shouldn't be that damn surprised about it. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're right. They shouldn't be that surprised. Like, yeah. So I do my thing with my daughter. I asked her, like, did you take the shot? It's like, she's talking about the thing that the nurse gave me. I'm like, yeah, that you take it. She's like, oh my God, shit. She could think you ain't started fucking me yet. So she called the nurse and she's like, can you, like, give me that damn shot? We about to start fucking. So she's like, oh, yeah, I'll give it to you. So she gave her the shot or whatever. And she's like, okay, now y'all can have sex. So then we start having sex. I start pounding on her, whatever. And doing my thing with my daughter. So that means that I can fuck her basically through the night. And I remember when I left out the room, Jessica was in the kitchen. But she was like, she was getting a snack, like something to eat or whatever. Then she had the TV on. So she was like looking at, you know, my TV series about my life. And I'm like, you still watching this? It's just like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Jessica, we gotta talk. So that's when Babe called me. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, you know what? I'll just stay right here or wherever the hell you're gonna be in. She's like, I'm gonna be right here. I'm looking at TV. I'm like, okay, I gotta answer this phone. So I went outside, I got in the car. And Babe was like, hey, baby. I'm like, hey, babe. So she's like, guess what? I'm like, what, baby? She's like, so I got into my first argument with my friends. Remember what I told you? That my friends was coming down. I'm like, yeah, I remember. She's like, yeah. So I was like, telling them not to come down. So they was like, okay, well, you made a big fuss about us coming down and hanging out with you and stuff. She was all alone out And he was like, it's not about the fucking money. It's the principle. Like, I told your ass that we were coming. And you said that it was okay. And now you're saying that it's not okay. So, I'm pretty much, like, at this point, I'm on the phone, like, really quiet. Because I know that I'm kind of wrong for telling them not to fucking come. But then I was like, well, let me just tell you why I'm saying not to come. So he was like, we don't even want to fucking know why, because that's stupid, whatever you about to say. So I was like, first of all, I'm pregnant. And second of all, like, I'm in a relationship with David Sims. So it's like, I'm going to, you know, want to be around him. He's the father. So it's going to be all for me to, like, be a good host and, like, you know, hang out with y'all when things are different now. Like, I'm having a baby now. So they're like, what the fuck you just say? Did your ass just say you were pregnant? I read online, like, someone was doing a YouTube video and they said your ass was pregnant. But I ain't fucking believed that shit. I thought it was a damn myth. Your ass pregnant for real? So I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I'm pregnant. So they like, oh god, that's crazy. I can't believe this shit. What the fuck you mean, though? Like, what you mean you pregnant? Like, are you saying that David knocked your ass out for real? Are you just, like, are you saying that you're really... She was like, are you saying that you're really pregnant? Or like, are you playing around acting like you're pregnant? So I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm 33 years old. You think I'm gonna fucking act like I'm pregnant? Like, why the fuck would I walk around... Girl, I'm really fucking pregnant. Okay, I'm having a baby. And it's David's. Okay, so let's just say that shit. So it didn't matter about the baby or whatever. She still was fucking mad. Like, all of my friends, they were all mad. They was just like, no, that's stupid. That's still a dumb reason not to tell us not to come. And I was like, that's a perfect damn reason. Like, I am not gonna be able to be a good host. Like, okay, if y'all wanna fucking come down, y'all gonna have to show your own self a fucking good time. I'm just being honest with you. So he was like, what about us coming on set and all that stuff like that? And so babe was like, I mean, y'all can come on set, it don't matter. Like, if you wanna come down, okay, come the fuck down. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm not around a lot and I'm with David and we're having sex a lot, I'm just letting you know that I warned y'all before y'all came the fuck down here, you know? So they like, well, we coming down because we already got our tickets and I didn't pay all that fucking money for us not to come. And so I was like, I said that I was going to reimburse you. I told you that I was going to reimburse you. I was gonna reimburse all of you girls. And so my friends was like, we don't want no fucking reimbursing. What the fuck? No, we're gonna come down. This mic keeps stopping on this podcast. I don't know why the fuck it keeps doing that shit, y'all. But I'm trying to tell y'all the story without it fucking stopping so much, but it keeps stopping. It's some weird shit. So it just stopped again. What the fuck? So anyway. Get back onto the story. So when I got on the phone with babe, because she wanted me to come and see her, long story short, I went in there with my daughter Jessica. You know, I was like, so is it anything you want to tell me? I know you got a boyfriend, your mother told me, and guess what, Layla told me too. She's like, I mean, yeah, I got a boyfriend, he go to my school, but I don't really like him like that. I'm like, she's like, I like someone else, but you know, the person that I like is in a relationship with my sister. I'm like, well, who is that? I'm like, well, who is that? She's like, who do you think it is? That's you. I mean, I thought it would be me you have sex with, but, you know, it's weird. Like, Layla's like the nerdy twin. I'm like, she's not the nerdy twin. She's like, yeah, she is. I mean, she's like the brains. I mean, and I'm like the cool one. You know, it's pretty weird. But yeah, I'm kind of jealous a little bit. mad at you. I mean, you didn't expect it anyway. She came on to you, which that was what I was going to do. But I was like, I was on the couch, so you didn't even come in there and really like say anything to me. So that's pretty much what it was. I'm like, so what are you saying? It's like, I'm personally saying that you could fuck both of us, but I guess that'll be a little bit too much stretch, right? I mean, just think about it. I mean, having sex with me and Layla is kind of like having sex with one girl. I'm like, no, because your mother is not going to like that shit. And I promised her I wouldn't do it. So she's like, so you're just going to let me suffer? I'm like, I don't have no damn choice. Your mother's okay with me and Layla, but not okay with just both of y'all or any of my other daughters. I can't take it that far. It says in the Bible, one girl, one daughter, that's it. And then say, all of my damn daughters. So she's like, oh, so it's Layla. I'm like, yeah, it's Layla. So I remember this shit, you know, Jessica was looking at the TV and I ended up like going in a room with Tanera. I'm like, hey, Tanera, baby, you up? She's like, yeah, I'd be up more if you had sex with me. So I had sex with my girl, with my wife, Tanera. I'm like, baby, what's wrong? So she's like, it's everything. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, it's not you, because you know I'm in love with you. It's just, I've been thinking, like, maybe my daughter pussy is probably a lot better than mine. So I'm like, why would you say that? She's like, for starters, let's just say you put 20-something babies in your fucking daughter, and then you only put twins in me. I'm like, that's because you're not a regular girl, but you're still like a human girl, though, even though you have powers, and even though you're Mother Nature, you still, like, it's different with her. She's like, how is it different? I'm like, because she's an actual real Teen Wolf girl, you know what I'm saying? So she has special abilities that you don't have, like her stomach can hold more babies, and you know what I'm saying, like her egg is a magical egg, so she can have a lot of babies really quick. Like, okay, for instance, like, let's say a dog gets another dog pregnant, and the dog has like 12 or 10 babies. You get what I'm saying? It's like that. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, look, I could create a spell, but I can't do it now, Tanera, because obviously you're already pregnant. The babies are already developed. But the next time, I can create a spell where you can have a lot of babies if that's what you want. So like, that's what I want. I'm like, okay. She's like, all right. So I'm like, was that on your mind? She's like, that was kind of on my mind. I'm not going to lie to you. And this fucking Nigel, I gotta tell you what happened though, baby. I'm like, okay, so what happened? She's like, okay, my daughter should be over here in like an hour. So you gotta let her in. Well, I'll let her in. I'm like, okay, so because I'm already up. Are you gonna have sex with me, right? I'm like, Tanera, that's a damn, you know goddamn well I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. You're my wife. She's like, oh, okay. So, alright, so let me tell you what happened. So my daughter had called me up with Nigel on the phone. And basically, like, it like three-way FaceTime or whatever. And, he was, like, on the phone. Like, it was just acting really different. It wasn't Nigel. It wasn't him. I'm telling you, it's Faraji. You know what I'm saying? It's Faraji. It's just not him. And obviously, he loves his father a lot. So he's not gonna, like, he's not gonna not be on his side. I understand all that. And I told him, I'm like, Nigel, I get it. You know, you love your father. However, your father is spinning this shit. And whatever he's saying to you is not the case, okay? You have to understand that I had no choice. I have to live out this Bible, okay? And then Nigel was like, you don't have to live out anything. You don't have to do anything that God tells you to do. And I was like, yes, the fuck I do. First of all, if I don't do that shit, no one's gonna be alive. You're gonna be dead. Your father's gonna be dead. know what Mother Nature is. Mother Nature is the one that controls the whole fucking earth. You know what I'm saying? And David's married to that because he's God. He's God now. You get what I'm saying? So David is God. Tanira is Mother Nature. And they got to be married. They cannot be separated. So if she said no, she doesn't want to be with David, then this day right here of us talking on the phone would not be happening right now. She had to live out the Bible. So Nigel was like, so you don't really like David though? So you're doing it out of force? And I was like, no, I'm not doing it out of force. I do like David. I have always liked David, even when we were teenagers. Look, Nigel, this is very hard for you to understand, okay? I get it. And so Nigel, like, stop saying you get it, because you don't. You don't get it. You don't get nothing. You left daddy. You left daddy. So my daughter, like, she did not leave daddy. And she took care of us. So Nigel, like, how the fuck did she take care of us? She left us and had more kids by someone else. So Tanira, like, look at him. You are not going to sit here and make me feel bad about what I did. I did take care of y'all. I did what I had to do. Okay? And lots of people have kids from somebody else. They don't have to have kids with the same damn partner. Okay? Lots of people do it. Okay? And it's happening right now. So don't sit here trying to make me feel bad about what I did. Okay? I have a husband. And I am happy. And he makes me happy. And I love him. Okay? You have to understand that, Nigel. I am not going to sit here and rub your damn ass. You are a grown ass fucking man. You're not a little boy anymore. You're not a little kid. So all of this catching an attitude shit, you need to fucking stop. And coming over here with that fucking attitude the way you did was totally out of line. But this is not you talking. This is your father. And the sooner that you wake the fuck up and realize that this has to happen between me and my cousin David, that's it. I'm not going to sit here and explain this to you, Nigel. Nigel, you already know. You know. So I'm not going to say it no more. You got it already. I know you know. You are very smart. So I'm not going to explain nothing to you, Nigel. You already know. Nigel, you know. So Nigel pretty much was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything. So I'm like, Nigel, you fucking know. You know I'm not going to sit here on this phone and play this game with you. You know, Nigel. You know the damn history. You know. And Nigel, he's like his father. It's like his father's very fucking stubborn. And it's like, I'm not going to sit there and explain something to someone that already knows the shit. I don't care if you're my damn son or not. I ain't explaining it to you. Obviously, he doesn't want to fucking know, but he already knows. You know how stupid that is? When you know the truth, and you know it's the truth, but you act like you don't know the truth. Like, that's just really stupid. So it's like, I'm not doing this with you. So I'm like, Nigel, you do what the fuck you want to do, Nigel. You go ahead. I don't care. Whatever. So I hung up the phone, and I was talking on the phone with my daughter, you know, the one that I had with Faraji. I'm like, yeah, so what did she say? She's like, well, she basically said that she wasn't mad at me for my decision. She never was. And daddy never tried to, like, come to her. Or I guess he tried to do it with her, but she wouldn't let him do it. So he went to the next best thing, which was Nigel. And so he knew he'd get to Nigel. So that's how he did it. He tried to go to her first, but she was like, no, you're not going to get me to, like, not like my mother. Like, that's not happening. So she said she even told him that. She was like, no, you're not going to talk bad about mommy. Like, no, you're not going to do that. So he went to Nigel, and that's how he corrupted Nigel. So I'm like, oh, okay. All right, okay, I get what you're saying. She's like, yeah. I'm like, you love Nigel, don't you? She's like, that's my son. That's my son, baby. I birthed him. Of course I love him. It's hurting my heart that he's doing this. He know I love him. I'm like, okay. Okay, baby. I'm going to take care of it. So she's like, no, no, baby, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to take care of it. Okay, son. Okay. I'm like, you're not going to act like that no more. I promise you. She's like, okay. I'm like, now yeah, I'm going to make love to my baby. Okay, she's like, yes, baby. So I'm like, I miss you so much, girl. I want you to come on set with me and Layla. She's like, you do? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I would love to come on set. I miss you. I'm like, I miss you too, baby. What'd you do? What'd you do today? She's like, I was really like, you know, the app, the streaming app. I was trying to get all of that together. And, you know, because the launching of that is like another few months. But I'm hoping that I don't know if I'm going to be a birth. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be in labor, you know, birthing out of a twin daughters. So I don't know. Like, I don't want to set the wrong date and I'm in labor. You know what I'm saying? I actually want to enjoy the release date of the app. I'm like, yeah, I get what you say. It's like, yeah, so I was dealing with that. Then I was like, I don't know what you want to eat. So I was like, I don't know what you want to eat. Then I asked, well, Layla, she wasn't here, but Jessica was, you know, home. She didn't go to school today. So I was like, what do you think Daddy and Layla want to eat? And Jessica had this attitude problem. Like, I don't know what the fuck going on with Jessica, but she was like really mad about something. And I asked her, like, honey, what's wrong? And she was like, nothing, mom. Nothing's wrong. And I was like, I can tell. I know when something's wrong with my daughter. What's wrong with my baby? And so she was just like, nothing. And I knew something was wrong, but she just not telling me. I'm like, okay. So yeah, I had sex with, you know, Tanera. That's my wife, you know. So yeah, I had sex with, and it was pretty good. It's always good when I make love to, you know, Tanera or whatever like that. So I remember I had to let Tanera's daughter in. Now this is not my daughter. This is Faraji and Tanera's daughter. But she's still related to our daughters, me and Tanera daughters. That's her sisters. You know what I'm saying? So she comes over. She's like, I did. I'm like, hey. She's like, it's my mom. Well, of course, my mom's here. Is she up? I'm like, well, no, she's asleep. You stay in the night. She's like, I was going to stay a week or so. If that's okay. You know, I just want to make sure, you know, everything's okay. I'm like, yeah, you can stay as long as you want. She's like, thank you. So I was like, can I talk to you for a minute? She's like, sure. So I'm like, so how do you feel about me and your mom? She's like, I don't feel like it, what you're doing is wrong. I know that this has to happen. I'm like, so you know? She's like, yeah, I know. So I'm not mad at you or my mom for this whole decision thing. And I don't think Nigel really is either. I'm like, I don't think so, Eva. She's like, I think it's my father. I think it's my father that's making him, like, act this way. So I'm like, you think it's your father? She's like, I know it's my father. He's the only one that would make my brother, like, be that mean and stuff like that. And it's not Nigel. She was like, that's not Nigel. That's not my brother. So I'm like, okay, so I know how Nigel is. I know that ain't him. So she was like, yeah. I'm like, so how's your husband treating you? She's like, I'm getting a divorce. I'm like, well, what's going on? She's like, he's still abusive. He crapped on me and stuff. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, he pushed me up against the wall and like, he would like choke me and stuff. And he just was abusive. And I just had to get out of the relationship. I'm not with him anymore. Actually, I was wondering if I can stay here for a little while until I get back on my feet, if that's okay. I'm like, you are my wife's daughter. You can stay here as long as you want. You can live here if you want to. I'm not going to tell you you can't stay here. Of course you can stay here. It's just like, thank you. So I'm like, now I'm going to go visit your father. You want to come? She's like, sure. So she's like, yeah, let's go. So we go visit Faraji, and he was like, I guess coming, he was like putting on a t-shirt or whatever, and he sees me, and he sees his daughter, and he's like, what are you doing with David? And so she was like, Daddy, don't you be like that. Like, don't start acting like that. You know, I'm a grown woman. I can be around whoever I want to. So I'm like, Faraji, let me talk to you alone. You can step outside for a minute, okay? She's like, okay. So she stepped outside. I'm like, look, I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to say this to you one damn time. Stop feeding your son all this bullshit about my damn wife. Do you understand me? So he like, what the fuck you mean? I'm like, let me tell you something. The only reason why I didn't kill your ass yet is because you somewhat connected to Tanera. Y'all had kids together. I'm trying to be merciful with your damn ass, okay? I'm trying to be merciful, but I'm running out of patience with you and your damn son. So I'm going to tell you this right the fuck down. I'm going to give you a warning. And you better take heed to this fucking warning, because if you don't, there's something gonna definitely happen to you, and I don't think you wanna fucking die. So let me tell you this right now. Stop talking bad to Nigel about my fucking wife, Tanera. Do you understand me? I ain't got time for this shit. Stop trying to get Nigel to turn against his fucking mother. Do you understand me? So he like, yeah, man, I got it. I'm like, the next time you see Nigel, it better be all good vibes. It better be all good shit that you say about my fucking wife. Do you understand me? So you're like, I got it. I'm like, I'm not playing. Because if I hear that you say a negative shit about my wife, then I gotta take matters into my own hands. I don't think you wanna do that shit. So I take, you know, to their daughter. I'm like, let's go see your brother. So we go see her brother. And I just remember Nigel was like, what are you doing with David? So she's like, none of your business. I'm living with David and mommy. So he like, what the fuck you mean you living with him? What if he try to fuck you? So she's like, what are you talking about? The only way he would try to fuck me is if I let him fuck me. And it's none of your business what I let him do. And I wouldn't even do that. Why are you up? Is that the first thing that come to your mind, Nigel? Is having sex? So he like, anyway, what are y'all doing here? So I'm like, look here. I'ma just say this to you. I ain't gonna tell your sister to leave out the room like I did your father. I already came from seeing your father. But listen here. Your father is only saying all this shit about your mother and me. He's doing it out of pity and anger. You know goddamn well that this is the truth. I don't gotta tell you, and your mother don't gotta tell you. You know. So don't you ever talk to your mother like she's nothing. The girl birthed you. She held you in her stomach for 9 damn months. Do you know how hard that is to hold a fucking baby inside of your pouch for 9 months? Do you know how hard that is for a girl? So let me tell you something, Nigel. I'm losing my patience with you and your father. I'm losing my patience, man. I really am. Okay? So, the next time you talk to your fucking mother, you better have some good shit to talk to her about. You better be nice to her. Because I'm telling you, you might end up in your grave a lot earlier. Because the only reason why I wasn't killing you and your father, because y'all connected to Tanera some type of way. You, his son. And he put the babies in her. So I was trying to be merciful. But y'all keep disrespecting me. And I can't take this shit no more. So either y'all even understand this shit, or you don't. And I'm not gonna force you to understand it. You could just die. You could just go in the fucking ground. I don't really care. You pick your damn choice. I don't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck when I killed my damn family. I didn't give a fuck about that. You know why I didn't give a fuck about that? Because they didn't give a fuck about me. Do you understand me? So I don't got no fucking mercy. So you gonna take your ass and you gonna respect your fucking mother. So the next time she talk to you, you better respect her like she's your fucking mother. Do you understand me? So you like, I got it, I got it. I'm like, you better have it. You better fucking have it. You better Did you not understand what the fuck I said? Oh, it's just gonna be a different situation. So, I left from Nigel, went back to the apartment. I'm like, alright, that's pretty much everything I need to do. She's like, oh, that was pretty fun. I'm like, it was. She's like, yeah. I'm like, you just, you know, unwind and take all your clothes out. Which room you want? She's like, any room you give me, it's perfectly fine with me. So I'm like, you can take this room right here. She's like, thank you. Thank you. Like, you know, I look at you like a daddy. You know, you are my daddy. I'm like, yeah, I know. She's like, but if he was to, like, indulge in sex, it wouldn't be, like, really incest or anything. I'm like, okay. She's like, because I'm not technically really your daughter. I'm like, I know that. She's like, oh, okay. So she's just like, you can see my body. I mean, I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot of girl bodies before. I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, your phone's ringing. I'm like, yeah, it's babe. So I answer the phone. She's like, David, are you coming? I'm like, yeah. So Tanera, daughter, she was taking off her clothes. I was like, damn, she's thick as hell. I'm like, I ain't even gonna front. She's like, looking at me. I'm like, I'ma call you back. So she's like, is it a shower in this room? Like, is it a bathroom? I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay. So I'm like, all right, I had to leave. So I went to go see babe or whatever. Cause in my mind, I'm like, I'm not even gonna try to fuck this girl because I'm not gonna do that. I mean, I know I probably can get away with beating it up. I mean, Tanera's asleep. Everyone's really basically asleep. I can get away with this shit. But I'm not gonna do it. So, I remember I go see babe. I'm like, hey, babe. So she was like, David, I love you. I'm like, I love you too. She's like, my fucking friends are here. I'm like, I can hear them. She's like, let's go somewhere else. I'm like, you sure? She's like, let's go in another room where they can't, like, talk to us. So, I really want to have sex so bad. I'm so horny. I'm like, you are? It's like, yeah, hold on. So my friend's like, babe, come over here and look at a movie with us. We about to put on a movie. So she's like, I told y'all that I was not going to have time to be, like, spending time with y'all. I already told y'all that on the phone. So my boyfriend's here. And I told y'all I was pregnant. So y'all can, like, look at a movie together, like, by yourselves. So they like, oh, so you're not going to chill with us? She's like, I told y'all that coming down here would be a waste of time. I told y'all that. Y'all the ones that took it upon yourselves to come down here. I was trying to stop y'all. I was going to give y'all money back, like reimburse y'all. But y'all decided to come. So it's not my damn fault. I warned y'all. It's not like I didn't warn y'all. I told y'all what it was before y'all came down here. So y'all obviously knew what it was. So, you know, we was in the room, and I'm like, did you talk to Kenzie, baby? She's like, yeah, honey, but, you know, it was not a good conversation. It was just like, it was like more so me telling her to go somewhere with that shit. I'm like, okay, so like, yeah, more so like that. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I had sex with babe and did my thing with her. I'm like, oh, my wife Tanera gonna be on set, and my daughter's like, okay, so what, I gotta act like I'm not your girl on set? I'm like, just, yeah, I mean, but when we in the trailer, like, in your trailer, she won't know anything because, you know, I'm in there with you. She's like, that, I could do that. I'm like, you can't. She's like, yeah, as long as she's still my baby. I'm like, of course. Like, all right. So I did my thing with babe, and it was good. Now I went back home, and, you know, here's the thing. Tanera, daughter, she was like, stay on, like, in her towel or whatever. But then she put on, like, some underwear and a bra. And I was like, is everything good? She's like, yeah, everything's fine. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, are you gonna put on pajamas? She was like, well, I always kind of, like put on my clothes. Like when I get out the shower, I always wait to put on my clothes. I'm like, you do? She's like, yeah. I'm like, so tell me about, you know, what you've been doing. She's like, I just been like, I wrote a book. I'm like, you wrote a book? She's like, yeah, it's just been published. Do you want to read some of it? So I read it. I was like, this sounds like you're talking about me and you. Like, is this about me? She's like, yeah, I like you. I'm not going to front. I do like you, but lots of girls like you. I mean, you're God. you're in the Bible, like you're sexy, you're attractive, you're really God. I mean, what girl is not going to be in love with God? I'm like, okay, yeah, you have a point there. She's like, I really like you, but I'm not going to come on to you or anything. I know the thing about you and my mom. So, I mean, if you want to do something, it's totally up to you. I mean, it's your decision. I'm like, okay. She's like, oh, I'm not pregnant anymore. I had a miscarriage. I lost the baby. I'm like, you did? She's like, yeah, that was another reason why I left. She was like, that was another reason why I left the relationship. He made me lose the baby. Being so abusive, like, throwing me up against the wall. And, like, really, this, like, being abusive. And, like, he made me lose the baby. So, that was another reason why I had to get away. I'm like, oh, okay. So, I just remember, I'm like, so, you wrote this book, Inspiring. I was like, well, everything I said was true events. I mean, you know, it's not like I never was around you. I'm like, okay. So, I started to kiss her, and she's like, I mean, are you sure? I mean, let's just, let me shut this door. I don't want my mom to see this if we're really going to have sex. But I'm thinking, like, what if you get me pregnant? Is that a possibility? I'm like, what you mean? She's like, well, I just lost the baby, so is it a possibility that you could get me pregnant again? Could I have another baby? I'm like, yeah, you could have another baby. She's like, okay, listen, as much as I really want you to have sex with me, and I do, I'm scared. I'm like, about what? She's like, that we might fall in love with each other. I'm like, okay. She's like, and you know, I don't want to hurt my mom. It don't say no about it. I think it, wait, hold on, let me grab the Bible. So she grabs the Bible and she's reading it. She's like, wait a minute, it says that you fuck, oh my God, it says right here, it says, you have an affair with your wife's daughter, something, I'm not making it up, this is what it says, look. So I'm like, she's like, it has to be me, because I'm not your real daughter, it has to be me. Yeah, it does say you fuck your real daughter too, but it says that too, but it says this part right here. So obviously we actually go through with the sex. I'm like, okay. It's like, so if an affair means that we actually gonna be a damn couple, because I'm like, okay. So she's like, or do you want to do it? I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right. So I ended up having sex with Tanera's daughter, which is my plan. That was not my plan to like beat it up or whatever, but I did. So I was like, oh man, this is crazy. It's like, what's so crazy about it? I'm like, I remember when you was like a little baby, and now you're like a grown woman. It's really weird. She's like, what's so weird about it? I mean, babies grow up all the time. I mean, Tanera was a baby. My mom, she was a baby. Like, everyone was a baby at one time. I'm like, yeah, that's true. She's like, you know, I was like, yeah. She's like, but yeah, I'm grown. Was it weird for you having sex with me? I'm like, a little bit, yeah. She's like, oh, okay. Because I was a baby. You was probably thinking about me being a baby or something. I'm like, a little bit. It's like, well, you got to get used to it. Did you like it? I'm like, yeah. I'm going to have to say I did enjoy it. She's like, well, that's good. Because I enjoyed it too. I'm like, okay. So you know, your mother can't see this book, right? She's like, I don't want her to really see how I feel about you. Cause then she don't know why I really came over here. I'm like, so it's like, I came over here for my mom, but I came over here for you too. I really mostly came over here to like be with you or try to be with you or get you to notice me in some way, but I always wanted you to like me. I'm like, you did. It's like, yeah, but I mean, it was times where I thought we was gonna have something. And then nothing really happened. Like, we had dinner as a family. Then when everybody was asleep and when me and you would have our conversations, I thought with that, a kiss would happen or you touch me because then she'll know I'm talking about you. So I couldn't just flat out say her name. I couldn't just say my mom, Tanera. Like, I couldn't say that. I couldn't say Nigel or Jessica, Layla, like my sisters that's joined my mother's daughters. I couldn't say that. I had to, like, change the characters' names because I didn't want it to be noticed that I was talking about them. Because if they knew that, then they would know who I'm really, really talking about. And it's not like they won't figure the shit out. I'm pretty sure all of them are going to figure it out. But I really just had to, like change it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, but this is the good part. I wrote my name under there, but I used a different last name. So even if my mother reads the book, she's not going to know that it's me. I'm like, why would you do that? It's like, I mean, people know my real name. The publisher knows my real name and stuff. But I could put a fake last name if I don't want nobody to, like, track me down or something. So if my mother reads it, she won't know that I wrote it. I'm like, that's pretty smart. That's pretty smart. It's like, yeah. Picture on the back. I'm like, you don't. It's like, no, hell no. Cause then she'll know I did it. Cause then she'll like, that's my daughter. What the fuck? And so so she's like, yeah, so I can't have mommy know what the fuck I feel, like how I feel about you. She cannot know. I'm like, okay, she's like, so I really didn't like that. I'm like, you did. She's like, yeah, did you? I'm like, I enjoy this. I know I'm not like the girls that you normally have sex with. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I mean, you know, you fuck my mom, and obviously you love having sex with her. So how am I? Like, if you had the chance to rape my pussy, what would you, like, make it like we made love, right? So how was it? I'm like, it was really good. She's like, well, what, like, how would you rate it? I'm like, It was really good. She's like, good, like how? I'm like, it was just really good. I mean, well, I will definitely have sex with you again. Let's just say that. It's like, okay, so are we gonna be in a relationship? And that means that we gotta do this. My mother can't find out. She can't know about this. I'm like, okay, son, so gotta be like cool about everything when she's up and everything. I'm like, good. So you're gonna play your part, right? She's like, I'm gonna play my part. You just make sure you play your part. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, but when nobody's around, then we can do whatever we want. So I'm like, that sounds like a plan. She's like, all right, cool. So she went to sleep. I had sex with her a few more times. Then she went to sleep. I went in there with Layla. Like, hey, Layla. She's like, hey, Daddy. I'm like, you miss Daddy, don't you? She's like, yeah, I miss you. Who was in here? Was that my other sister? Mommy's other daughter? I'm like, yeah, she's here. She's like, oh, okay, how long is she staying? I'm like, she gonna stay here. Like, she gonna stay here for a little while. I guess she gonna live here for a little while. It's like, that's fine. I mean, she's my sister. So, you know, I did my thing with Layla, made love to her. Then I went in there with Tanera, and I was like, Tanera, your daughter's here. So she is. Where is she? I'm like, she's in the room, sleep. She gonna live with us for a little while. She's like, that's fine. What's wrong? So I was like, she lost the baby. She's like, she what? She lost the baby. It's that boy. He was beating on her. I knew he was beating on that girl. So I was like, yeah. And she had a miscarriage. She's like, that fucking, oh, that bitch ass nigga. He a fucking clown. Like, if I don't want anybody dead, I want his ass dead. I want him fucking dead. No one hits my little girl. No one hits my baby. So I'm like, okay. She's like, where's my daughter? So I'm like, she's in the room. So I'm gonna say hi to her. So she go in there. She wakes up. She's like, hey, girl. She's like, yeah, mommy. She's like, girl, are you okay? She's like, I'm okay, mom. I lost the baby. She's like, oh, that's okay. So she's like, you shouldn't have been with him. It wasn't good for you. I told you to not marry his ass. I told you that he was wrong for you. He was all wrong. I felt it. Girl, I knew that shit. So, I was like, listening to Tanira talk to her daughter. She's like, mommy, is it okay if I stay here? You know? She's like, you can stay here as long as you want. You don't ever ask that. You don't have to ask that. Of course you can stay here. You're my baby girl. So she's like, okay. She's like, you're my firstborn daughter. You're the first one. Okay, you know you can stay here. She's like, okay. Thank you, mommy. She's like, I'm just really tired. She's like, okay, you get your rest, okay? She's like, okay. So, I just remember, she's like, oh, my daughter is here. I'm like, yeah, nice, sure, and Faraj, he gonna be cool. I don't think you will have any problems out of them anymore. She's like, what did you do? Did you threaten him? I'm like, I didn't threaten him, baby. I did no such thing. I just talked to him. She's like, that means you threatened him. I'm like, baby, like, even if I did threaten him, what is the damn point? They got the message. That's the only thing that matters. If I did threaten them, they got the damn message. And that's the only thing I wanted them to do is get the fucking message. So she's like, you are so funny as shit. Come in this damn room and fuck your wife. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm happy you do all this stuff for me. I would do the same. I'm like, you would? She's like, I would. Yes, you know I would, baby. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, damn, I'm gonna put my dick in Mother Nature's pussy. She's like, yeah. You are. You know, I love you. I'm like, yeah, you ain't going to sleep, so you got no sleep. She's like, I did. I got it. Well, whatever. If I didn't, I don't give a fuck. So I'm like, okay. So I do my thing. My wife's in the room. And I'm pretty much going to stop this door here. This microphone kept cutting the fuck off for some reason. Weird shit. Some weird shit was going on, I'm telling you. So yeah, it kept cutting off. And that's pretty much everything I gotta say for right now. But when I get back on here, I will be on, I think this is episode 9. So I will be on episode 10. Yeah, I'll be on episode 10 tomorrow. Because this is already episode 9. So I'm just making sure that